Where are you and do you have a podcast?
Yeah, I've joined Anchor and it's a pretty amazing app, you know. And I've been discovering new ideas of life because I am myself, I'm a social and lifestyle entrepreneur.
Okay.
Basically a philanthropist who pushes people to live up to an edge and, you know, motivate people who require a certain type of motivation, you know, which they're hesitant to do and improve the lifestyle of living. That is what I do. What about you, Mr. Graham, right?
Yeah. What do I do? As much as possible. That's what I do. I'm doing two things. One is I'm a business coach, and the other thing I do is lifestyle entrepreneurship. Maybe a little bit similar to you is trying to help people's dreams become realities. Like you said, I think you said it nice. I like maybe giving people a little bit of a push to get to the edge, you know, where they need to be. So how did you end up doing what it is that you're doing? How did you end up there?
This is the time when I discovered, you know, a communication between us and the people. You know, I believe in unity in diversity. So
okay.
This is the strong motivation for me, you know, because when I was a kid, I had hard times communicating with other people because of my poor communication skills at that time. Because, you know, they found me weird in sometimes. Okay, so I tried improving myself. I tried working on myself. I tried improving a lifestyle. I tried improving my, you know, changing my habits for a bit. And I found myself that, you know, I should do this, you know, I should share this knowledge with someone who requires it the most, right? So I was thinking that people are pretty much, you know, unfamiliar with this communication skills, and they require some motivation in life. Of course, they require motivation in life because I have experienced the things people experience at the age of 30 or to 35. So mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity for me to, you know, try it out and, you know, and it's going really good. It's going really good. So, yeah.
So what are some of the things that interest you about what you do? Or what are some of the keys that you try to teach people?
What are some of the keys? Okay. The social and lifestyle entrepreneur, basically social means, you know, you you create a connect between you and other people. You know, there are certain people who are, you know, much close and much timid, is they don't want to talk about. Okay. So social, you know, being, you know, improving their social skills, they require, you know, they need someone to talk to, right? So basically improving their social skills and communication between basically whole diversity. So, and lifestyle entrepreneurship is basically lifestyle of living, you know, how the person carry himself, how he means, how what do events do from morning to evening, what does he do, like, is he, you know, is a tech savvy? You know, he sits on laptops like for whole day, or is he like wakes up at 5 a.m. and jogs for a bit, exercise, eat healthy, study for a bit, handles to a strict timetable? You know, these are the things which was the key factor for me, you know, to start all these things. They were interconnected. I'll say these things are interconnected.
Yeah, so you're talking about creating connection between people, trying to get them to open up a little bit more, and trying to get them maybe to be more social and develop more social habits and more social skills. So how has that affected you in your own life and in your own experience? What have you find most beneficial for yourself? What's helped you the most?
Okay. So this is the interesting part. Okay. Because of it, when I started my project in, you know, it's on Instagram at the name of The Sober Mindset. Okay. So these are the names which I run on Instagram, which I post motivational blogs about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Examples I'll give you, like I post blogs about what are the top five priorities we should care in life. And, how to increase your self-confidence, how to increase your social skills, how to, you know, manage. So, you know, these things which I motivate people, and which I used to do for them, it has affected me for a lot of time, because, you know, I do the same thing for them, and, you know, certain things I have been learning from them also, you know, and experiencing a lot. So this has been a really, you know, real change for me. Real change.
Okay, that's super. Where are you based? Where's your base at the moment? Where's your home, or which country are you in, or where do you work from?
I am basically from India, and South India is Bangalore. Okay, I don't know if you've heard of it, but Bangalore, India. Okay, so I'm currently working as a design engineer, and side by side, I use my skills to help people. That's it. Mm-hmm. Whenever I get free time, I do this.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that the problems that you meet, are they specific for the place where you live in India, or do you think there are similar problems everywhere?
Oh, I think the similar problems are everywhere. I think so. Because, you know, human behavior is same everywhere, right? So these are the things which, you know, there are certain factors which influence also. Being in India also, you know, because a lot of people are not well connected to the technology. Okay, in India, we'll say, as a billion population, as you know it, you know. So a lot of people are not connected to the technology. So they don't have access to, you know, good.
Do you think the technology is helping people, or do you think it's hindering them? Yeah, do you think it's an advantage to have it, or a disadvantage?
Oh, I think it's both. Everything has its own pros and cons. Okay, so as you say, because, you know, if we consider a simple example of a mobile phone, right? So you are getting everything on your mobile phone. That is technology. But using it for a long time affects your brain. Losing it, you know, using it for a long time affects your eyes. So, you know, I'll say everything has a pros and cons. Technology is improving people's mindset according to the changing world.
Well, at the same time, there are a lot of people who are maybe taking a step back and a step away from the technology. They are, you know, I know a lot of people who do yoga, meditation, they travel to India to get away from the technology in the Western culture, to get some space.
Okay. So,
so in that sense, you're right, because the advantages are we can use it to improve the quality of our life by getting the information we need to get. But at the same time, if we overuse it, it's not going to be positive for our lives and our lifestyle. If we become too dependent on it, basically, it's not going to be good for us. So why did you choose the title The Sober Mindset? Well, why did you use that word, sober? It's very interesting.
Oh, well, it is connected to me, my characteristics. I'm really sober. I will not say sober, but yeah, I was pretty much decent in my school days and college days. So that's why I chose the word The Sober Mindset. Like, what is my mindset? I am giving it to you. You know, how to carry yourself, how to do this. I'm just giving it to you. So that's what the name came to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's very interesting. It's interesting for me because I don't drink alcohol, so it's just like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. It just gives this clarity, is what it means to me when I think about the word. It means that the ideas are clear and the meaning is clear, and you know exactly what you're doing and exactly where you're going. So how did
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, can you tell me about your project? What do you do? Like, you are also an entrepreneur, right? And
okay, I start right now. I'm in Slovakia in Central Europe, and I have a business which started as a language school, working with languages and teaching languages to people here, and it progressed from teaching languages to working on you know, people's mindset, because once you learn the language, what do you do with it, right? So you've learned the language, so what do you do next? And that's, you know, taking that next step, not just learning the language, but taking the next step after that is really important. So it got into mindset and planning and organization. And then I realized that a lot of people who want to learn a language, they need something, but it's not always a language that they need, because sometimes, because you know, they know that a language is going to open doors. But here's a question for you to think about, right? Say someone is 30 years old and they come to me and they say, you know, I need to learn English. My first question is, you're 30. What have you been doing for the last 30 years, right? What has been so much more important for you that meant you decided that languages was not important, communication was not important, and that you didn't need perhaps the most important skill that everybody could have in the modern world?
Okay.
So,
what are the languages do you teach in your, you know, what languages do you, you know, offer it, and what are the languages you know?
Okay, so I'm based in Slovakia, so everyone has Slovak as a first language, and the school, when it worked mainly with languages, it offered English, French, and Spanish, but now basically most of the people that come to me have good language skills, but they need something else. They need to develop confidence. They had the, because look, the language you can learn relatively easy. And in the modern world, I think the institution, the idea of teaching is dead, right? I think this whole concept of needing teachers is gone, because originally the aim of teachers was to give information to people, to pass information. The teacher passed information to the students. Well, we now live in the information age, where we are surrounded by digital technology that holds all the information we need. We can get it when we need it, we can get it faster, and the internet holds more information than any teacher's brain. So the idea that we need teachers, I think, is redundant. It's gone. It's old school. But we still need coaches, we still need tutors, and we still need mentors. So the institution of education is transforming from an information-based institution to, I would say, I don't know if we can say more social-based skills. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you were talking about before.
All things are related to confidence somehow, right? So mm-hmm. if you know a language pretty well, you automatically develop confidence about it. You know all these things. You know you can do these things perfectly. So, you know, I totally agree. You know, the idea of in the modern world is totally old school, right? Because it's still not changed a bit.
Yeah, and if I look around me at the people who are successful, at the people who are done well, it's a set of skills. They have a set of skills that they did not learn in school, right? They have a set of skills that they learned from their experiences in their environment, from networking, from making the right connections with the right people in the right places, from having good etiquette in terms of skills for understanding when is the right time to say the right thing, for looking, you know, the school doesn't teach you to look at the world around about you, look at the market and see what the market needs. School just doesn't teach that.
Oh yeah, exactly. Totally agree. Yeah.
Okay, super. So we're running out of time here. We've probably got about 30 seconds left. So give us a quick review of where people can find you on the internet and the work that you do.
Sure. It's on Instagram. The name is Pose Like the Sober Mindset, where I post all the motivation blogs. You can connect me on Instagram. And there's a different personal account, which I will not share it. But this is the only Instagram account which I run right now, the Sober Mindset. And what about you?
Okay, you can find me. What's the fastest way? Anchor, Chatterbox, Business Coaching Masterclass is also there. YouTube, the Academy of Language Therapy and Life Coaching. Facebook. That's probably about it. Don't have time to post anywhere else or do anything else.